dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
Career.
Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Taryn Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music wish with hot models. We got em. Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah! Welcome everybody to Hump Day After Dusk right here on Life After Dusk, Love on Dust Spot Radio Network. And then getting in, you know how we, it's Hump Day After Dusk Wednesday, every Wednesday here. And of course, you know, we can't do it by giving the special public service announcement. That is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. Okay, you got it? Bam. So, yes, man, got a lot of crap coming up for today's show. So much going on. We got multi-instrumentalists, Nathan Asher coming through the show. He has a background in keyboard, guitar, in production, and he'll be showing how he's able to flawlessly get the job done doing them all. And my girl T. Marie, she'll be coming for another great and jam-packed hour to make your hump day interesting in the second hour, in which today's topic is, guess this, how to have a better orgasm. So, oh yeah, let's get real, man. Y'all know we do not play here. We give it to you raw. It's with no unfiltered. You know, you want to be filtered. You know, you want us to be soft about it. You can go pick up some Quilton Norman. That's as good as we don't get. But anyways, let me go ahead and share some news, because I got some crazy news stories today that I definitely got to share. We got first crazy news story. I don't know which one I want to go with first. You know what? It's in the spirit of the holidays coming up. Let's go in on this stupid Florida man, because he's an idiot. And it's only, you would think, yeah, this really happens to someone. Yeah, it's crazy. I'm still trying to put it all together myself. Anyways, a Florida man gets stuck in chimney during an attempted burglary, actually. A Florida man who was doing a mean-spirited Santa Claus impression might be spending Christmas behind bars after getting caught in the chimney of a Naples home during an attempted burglary. Richard Tyler Brandon, 25-year-old, got trapped in the chimney early Wednesday morning after running out of cash during a night out. His friend Derek Grinfeld alerted two Naples police officers about the situation after it became apparent Brandon was stuck. Wow, he's an idiot. Can we say idiot? All right, so a team of police officers and local fire department officials broke into the home and saw Brandon's foot hanging in the fireplace. He said, "Dude, you're not Santa Claus. What are you doing?" According to Greenfield, who reported and said this to the police. It took 2 hours, but Brandon was freed from the chimney. 2 hours, y'all. And taken to the hospital for treatment of issues, including leg pain and trouble breathing. And, oh, Lord, y'all, this catches. It would have been worse. Now, there's a chance that he could have died, according to Naples Detective Robert Young. The space he was jammed into was really tight, and he couldn't move. Wow. So Brandon was hit with two burglary charges, and Greenfield was charged as an accessory to crime after the fact. So what did we learn today? Don't try to be Santa Claus. It is, you know, it's what, you see the movies, Let Santa go down the goddamn chimney. And for those of y'all, for those of you boys and girls who wonder if Santa's coming down that chimney, he's not that damn crazy. He's not going to get sick of the chimney. Don't let the movies fool you. So, yeah, man. Wow, he's an idiot. I can't believe that some idiot really tried to do that. Like, wow. He really tried to go to the chimney and steal some stuff. Is that serious, I guess? All right. Randolph Smith is angry at his wife and leaves a phony bomb on the kitchen counter. Let's find out who this idiot is. A Vero Beach man who was angry with his wife left a phony bomb on the kitchen counter in an Indian River, according to the Indian River County Sheriff's Office, spokesman that said this on Friday, this past Friday. Randolph Smith, who's 51, was arrested on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, planting a hoax bomb, and resisting arrest without violence. Wow, so he was a resistant. Oh, man, this man is just, he's an idiot. Oh, I don't know what to say. So, going to, this dude, and wow, now look at this guy's picture. He looks like fucking Santa Claus. I mean, why is it, all people, is only, everyone wants to be Santa Claus to do the work, doing the most of these days. It's ridiculous. All right, so Thursday, going to a little more Thursday night, deputies received a call from a woman who said her husband left a gray pipe with a wire protruding for one end on the kitchen counter. There were several handwritten notes on the counter, including one that read, "This is an explosive. It's a bomb." This wife told deputies she is in the process of getting a divorce. The bomb squad was called and determined the device didn't contain any explosives. Deputies tracked Smith down at a Burger King and arrested him. During questioning, Smith tried to leave the interview room and had to be handcuffed, according to the arrest report. Smith told detectives that he left the hoax bomb on the counter because his wife, quote-unquote, pissed him off. Wow, man, that's getting real. He's leaving, he's making fake bombs. He really was trying to go. He didn't care. He wanted to get rid of it. So I'm trying to grab this bitch one way or another. All right, next, for burglary on the run for 7 years. This is a burglar on the run for 7 years. Finally gets caught after a picture in a paper for a contest. What an idiot. All right, so a blundering burglar who evaded police for 7 years was caught after he appeared in his local paper for winning a wedding contest. Vincent Condrone, who's 36, by the way, was hauled back before a judge in Cardiff 2 weeks ago after a police officer recognized a picture of him and a copy of South Wales Echo with his fiancée, Rebecca Young. Oh, Rebecca, poor you. I know you got, feel like you got the most dumbest husband in the world. Condrone was originally given a 12-month community order in 2006 after being convicted of burglary and shoplifting two DVD box sets. So then going on to a little more, Condrone, a heroin addict, had in fact fled to Ireland in order to get clean before studying at a college in Dublin. He then returned to Cardiff, found love, and now he plans to set up his own business. Yesterday, Judge Larry Reeves sentenced Condrone to 28 days in prison, but having already spent 14 days in custody since his arrest, he was expected to be released within hours. During those 2 weeks, Judge Reeves assessed evidence about how Condrone had turned his life around. Defending him, David Leafley said his father can confirm that he went to the counseling sessions with him and he was returned clean. He did go to Ireland in 2007, but it was a time when he was hopelessly addicted to heroin, and that was the key to his offending. He knew he couldn't beat it in Cardiff, where there were dealers who he had his cars marked. He fled for his own safety and sought the help he needed. Condrone is due to sit the last of his exams next summer and sees his future in holistic medicine. And the couple's testimony in the Echo competition said, "We met at Christmas 2011 through family. Despite the distance between Dublin and Cardiff, we maintained daily contact through the internet and solve each other as often as we could. We fell in love. And Vincent moved to Carter for this year, and they are engaged to be married. So there you go. It's, you know, it's some sun at the end of that rainbow. You know, he was an idiot. But also we got a chance to see for once, you know, trying to see the transition of one of these dumb criminals trying to turn their life around. So, wow, man. I feel sorry for you, bro. Feel so sorry for you, man. Hopefully you get together, man. You sound like you're trying to really change your life. So, I know y'all want to know who's my dumb criminal of the day award. Because, you know, of course, I got to get the trickers of the day. Because the day award goes to the idiot. And I quote, and I quote, and I quote upon quote upon quote upon quote. The idiot of the day is the man in Florida who's an idiot who thinks that going down a chimney is something you do in real life. I mean, seriously, man, this is not goddamn Disney Santa Claus. Get together, man. Like, really, I mean, I ain't no cocaine. I guess Rick James is right. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. So, man, pray for these people, man. I'm telling y'all, I don't make these stories up. These are real idiots. They just happen to do real idiot things. So, it is what it is. We'll go ahead and go into a song break. We come back. We're going to give y'all some more hotness as we do so eloquently here on Life in the Dust Live, Hump Day After Dusk. We're going to go into a quick music break. Let's go ahead and kick it off with my boy Fontaine and Zoe Take On Me, because that's a fellow multi-instrumentalist. You know, so Nathan Asher's one. He's one. It's only right to do this. Let's get it.
Don't need your take, don't need the sweetest dream I've never had. I stop myself and I try again. You pull the ghost, but not your friend. I walk alone.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump day?
Yeah! And we're back. On Life After Death Live with yours truly, your boy, Sadie G. And it's hump day, so y'all know, you know my boy the camel, he got to step in every chance he gets to let y'all know what day it is, in case y'all forgot. But we got a very special guest in the building, the multi-instrumentalist himself, who has a background in the keyboard, guitar, in production. He knows a lot more than that. I just gave y'all samples of the stuff he does. He knows a lot more instruments than that. Give a warm welcome to your boy, Nathan Asher.
Hey, how you doing, Steady? Thanks for having me on.
No problem. We're glad to have you, man. It's definitely a blessing.
Excellent. Thank you. And I want to make one disclaimer. If I have a headset, it's been just like it keeps cutting out every 15, 20 minutes. So if you can't hear me for 5 seconds, I will switch it back, unplug it, and we'll go from there, you know?
All right. Well, first off, man, you know, I just want to definitely just say, you know, I really connect with you because I'm one of those people that I used to play so many different instruments. Still, no, you know, you put one in front of me, and I might be able to do a little something. But I played so many, and most of them were string instruments, violin, bass, and shoot, viola. But I had to learn cello some.
Oh, wow.
So I know string instruments are not that string. And I remember I still don't forget with my teacher, because when I went to my high school, we didn't have orchestra in my high school, so I had to learn. I got to learn the wind is. I got to blow through something. I'm not ready for this shit. I had to play the tuba. So, yeah, that was, oh, my God. And I had to play the tuba in 2 weeks. Wow. It was.
Absolutely. I had the same thing with my, you know, my teacher used to hit my hands with a ruler. So, you know, I've got the same stuff, man. I think that's just, how you learn, you know. You gotta take the lessons you're given, you know, and just store them away for when you need them eventually. And, you know, music is definitely the perfect way to get some of those lessons and incorporate them in a creative way, that's for sure.
Oh, so your teacher was hitting you with the, you said so your teacher was hitting you with the ruler, too?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah, man. Well, poke you with the stick from afar, you know, either one.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, I was poking the, well, yeah, I know what the conductor said, like, hey, you know, I've seen it all.
Excellent.
I got some trouble so much in orchestra class because I would be going to my own tangent. I was one of the people I learned chopstick. Like chopstick was my first song I learned. I thought I was like that person. And I was like, ooh, I love chopsticks. And people, they're not reading the music. They're so amazed by that.
Yeah, that's right. Now, well, you know, I remember the first songs I learned were, like, must have been just the worst songs known to man. I mean, you know, well, I guess Mary Had a Little Lamb has a catchy ring, you know, but, you know, that's what I was, but I remember feeling the same way. But I'll tell you, my first song I ever wrote, though, I actually had a, a dog barking, like, in the song. It was like, that was like the snare hit was a dog barking. And I always thought, I used to think at that time I was like the coolest thing that I'd ever heard, you know. So, you know, I hadn't been drinking anything. So, you know, that was the scary part.
So, were you drinking some? Were you high?
Oh, yeah, something else. A little something else. I have no excuses. I wish that I could have claimed it was something, but it was just, I didn't know, you know, I didn't know. So that's how it is, eh?
That's how you do production. You just do whatever. You think you cleared that program the first time, and you just, ooh, so you should sound real quick, like everybody went to the Little John, hey, yeah, and stuff, you know.
You know, that's right. Well, the thing about production is, you know, it's something you can't just jump in there and do it. You know, the producers I know, you know, they've either done it before. You need a couple years to know what to listen for, you know. It just so I think it's hard, you know, especially before the age of, say, 23. You don't run into too many young producers who really have the ear. And it takes a long time to just be able to know what to listen for and be like, oh, yeah, that sounds nice, you know. And, of course, you know, you need a few years to do it. It's like any creative thing, you know. You learn what to, you build something. You build a creative vision, and it takes time to figure out what that vision is going to look like. So, you know, and part of that is you know, it's I don't want to be too filthy here, but it's like, you know, it's like sex. It's like you're first doing this, and you don't really know what you're doing, and you're just kind of moving as fast as you can and doing this and that. And you learn with time, you learn there's something beautiful about, you know, being patient and then knowing what is too much and too little, you know. And so it's same with music. It's like, you know, you first get into the production thing and you're just like, I'm going to put 10 cellos in here and 6 violins, you know what I mean? If you could put an orchestra in there, you would. And then you learn, you know, actually, leave some things out, and actually it starts to sound pretty nice. So that's kind of, you know, my philosophy on the whole thing. Less is often better, you know?
Right. And I want to commend you because then you're like, that get too filthy, but it's hump day on here. Hump day, it gets a little real on here. So I think that people that listen on hump day, they appreciate that colorful imagination you just threw for them there, comparing music, learning music to sex. I think you just
like, oh my God, you know what, Seti, I'll tell you so I have an alter ego, you know, and I do a bunch of funk music, like Rick James stuff, and like, I don't know why I do this, but I you know, they're like, the funk and sex are like literally the same thing, you know, so
yeah.
That's how I feel, so I like to roll with some of that too, you know, there's something beautiful about that, you know. It's like
love making. But it sounds like, to me, when I hear that sound, it sounds like sexy. A lot of people think chars, like horses. It sounds like they're like building up, you know, and the strokes are getting faster. Keystrokes, people. We're not talking about those.
Absolutely, man. Oh, man.
Not those kind of strokes. Y'all nasty minds. Y'all know we were talking about keystrokes. But, yeah, that's what it sounded like to me. But as far as, learning music, what was your favorite instrument, like, when you were younger? What was the first instrument?
What's weird about that is I start off on the piano doing classical music, which, you know, gets. I think that's, we all start out doing shit like that and, we start doing stuff like that and bleep that one. And we start doing, you know, we start to learn that, you know, maybe I want to do something that I like. Because as nice as Mozart sounds, you know, we want to do something modern and fresh. So I did piano and then, that I actually like really started to hate, and started to go into guitar next when I was about maybe 13 onward, and then I decided like I would get into electronic dance music. So and now I'm back with guitar. So you know, I guess I just like go in between one and the other because you know, each thing I get bored easily. You know, I'm an ADD here, so I just jump to whatever I like at the time. But I would say right now I'm into guitar, And but piano was really the first one that I got, like, my whole I cut my teeth on that, you know. So that's probably what I'd say in response to that.
Yeah, I understand what you mean, like, because I get bored. A lot of people start hearing people go, well, what's your favorite type of music? And they think I'm just giving them that answer, you know, because no, some people just give you that answer and they just say it to appease people, but I really mean it when I say I like a little bit of everything, because I really do. I get bored. It's such
oh,
like
yeah.
You personally, especially when you play instruments and you've been serious about it, you really, it takes a lot to keep you not getting so bored. I have to listen. I got to hear a little rock here and there. I got to hear some hip-hop here, R&B here, and not even just that, not even just the genres. Then you get me jumping in decades. I'll be in the 70s and be all the way in 2000 now, out of nowhere. Because I just get bored. You got to keep me going.
Oh, you know, there's only a few artists that I can say that I'm like, that are like timeless for me. You know, sometimes I'll listen to like Nina Simone or something like that, or I love Buddy Guy, you know, some of these blues guys. Those guys for me are like just timeless. And I could probably listen to them almost any time, any day of the week. You put on somebody, you put on, you know, something like that. I'm into it always, but with some Jimi Hendrix blues album, universal for me. But when it comes to like hip hop and electronic music, I get a little bit. I can listen to it in the time and the place, but then it's kind of that's it. And it's funny because I think it's got to fit your mood. You know, we all as human beings we go through different phases of our life, and you know, at certain times you're feeling the blues. You want to listen to some blues. Maybe you're feeling. You're getting ready for some, like, big sporting event or something. You want to put on some hip-hop to pump you up a little bit. So, you know, I think that's the beauty of music.
Or some twerk real quick. You got to put some twerk music on right now.
Exactly. But there it is, you know. That's the beauty of music right there, is that it speaks to us on a deep level where it's, you know, it's like it's talking to that emotion we're feeling at the time, and that's kind of the whole thing. It's like you want some beautiful piano, cheesy piano music, you're going to get it. It touches, it speaks to you, you know?
Because like you said, I agree, because classical music, it's really not something I can just listen to all the time.
Right.
It has its place in time for me. And I want to listen to it, I want to listen to it, but it's not like top of priority list. Because that's the thing you had to learn, that you had to learn. And so you're like, oh, I'm bored because I had to learn this. So
that's right.
I understand you.
What's weird about that, though, is sometimes the stuff you have to learn, like, years later, you know, it's like that girlfriend you dumped, and you're like, you know, well, maybe she wasn't so bad, you know? You're like,
right.
Maybe I kind of liked her a little bit, you know? That's how I feel sometimes about some of that stuff I did before. I'm like, well, you know, maybe I liked that a little. Even though I was forced to do it, I hated it for years. No, maybe I like it a little bit.
It makes you appreciate the stuff that you love, too, because then it makes you regret the stuff you love.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a quick song. Quick song break, and we come back. We go and chop it up some more. We got some more crazy questions for you. I hope you're ready. So I do. I ask crazy stuff, and you'll never know what's coming to my mouth. All right, so this is my girl, Kawana Jackson. This is coming out. I love this song. Y'all know what it is. You're stuck in my head. All right, we'll be back.
My head did. Stopped in the hood, taking just bought an outfit.
to Mind Jogs. So if you guys just tune in, welcome back, welcome back. Fight for the Dust Live, your boy City J in your special guest, Nathan Asher. In case you forgot what today was.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Hump Day?
Yeah. And we're back, man. And hey, first, I'm going to have to throw his voice. I threw you off and we're doing what the heck? I got him down packed. So, yes, man, we're back. And I hope you know that this is part of the show where the questions get crazier. So, yeah, that was like preschool, before the show, like the early part, you know, that was like preschool. This is when it starts getting real. It gets real.
I'm in the real, man. I'm in the real. I'm a real guy.
I know this is going to be a tough one, but that's what I do. I start trouble.
Trouble's good, man. Trouble's more interesting than no trouble. That's what I always say.
No trouble. Okay, so here goes trouble theme number one. All right, as far as the music, who would you say needs, I won't say it's the worst, but who would you say needs a little more help with their music? As far as you notice that you don't necessarily like.
Of a big artist?
Yes, it can be a big artist of any genre. It does not matter.
Oh, well, let's see. There's so many. This is, you know, I'm a journalist as well. I'm a journalist as well, so you're like, you're opening the floodgates right here, man. I don't know if you would want to either. I could go on forever. You know, I would say right now, there's a band called Nickelback, who I just really like. Oh, man, I just they're terrible. That's real. I just want to say they're terrible. But you know, here's what I'm gonna say. It needs the most work. Have you heard this? Have you heard of ARC Records? They do like Rebecca, like these little kid videos. You know, like Rebecca Black Friday, and like there's a new song.
Yes.
Man. That guy, man, and like I don't remember the guy's name who runs that, but there's a new song called like Chinese Food or something. And, like, I'm just going to say all of those artists, all those little kid artists make me want to, like, really not be alive.
I mean, this is great music. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to give her any more airtime.
Yeah, there it is. That's what I was laughing at.
That's
exactly.
That's enough.
Good Lord. I just heard from, I almost want to hang up just hearing that 5-second clip right there. But, yeah, there it is, man. It's just the worst stuff. And, you know, look, the guy's got a formula. So I don't know the name of the producer, but he's figured something out. Like, when he's in the music video, in this Chinese video, man, he's, like, playing, he's having a slumber party with, like, 5 little girls. And it's like, dude, you're a grown black man. I don't really feel that. I think there's something very illegal about what you're doing with those little girls.
But who are Kelly? Who Jesus?
But R. Kelly's got talent.
I'll put quotations around it. He quote unquote he saw the girl because he was as we know as it's put out there is allegedly did that. So we can't say that he did pee on her. So he allegedly peed on her, but. This guy, he's in the car chilling in the front seat.
That's right. Oh, man, that's the worst part.
He's letting her drive. He's trusting Rebecca Black to drive the car. If it was me and I was in that car, I would tell him to go ahead and run it up the road and make sure I know
it. I got to call my mom. I got to call my parents to let them know I'm with this old weird guy who may be producing my music, but I'm afraid he may take me in the back room. But anyway, I'll say this. R. Kelly's got talent, though. I mean, yeah, he may have allegedly beat on a 6-year-old girl. He's still, you know, he has talent. I'll give him that. You know, he can have at least that much comfort. So that's my answer.
I mean, everybody's peeing on people, so... You started the truth.
That's right. And listen, you know, there's a great Dave Chappelle skit on that. So, you know, and I always So at least he paved the way for that by, you know, engaging in that act. So, and hey, look, who am I to judge? You know, everyone has their thing they're into. So maybe that's
okay,
being on people's lips.
That's what you're talking about now, too. Hey, what is it with the color names? Rebecca Black, Allison Gold. It's like, what's next? Carly Pink? I mean, just crazy. Everybody has a color name. It's like he's like getting all these Power Ranger names.
Oh, you know what? I never even realized
that's hilarious. Rebecca Black, Allison Gold. It's just ridiculous. The list is going to keep going on. Okay, let's go find Andre Blue. Like, it's young things that, you know, it doesn't make any sense. Like, the music doesn't make any sense. The artist names don't make any sense. And they're getting millions of views.
It's unbelievable. They're making so much money. But I always say, you know, who's buying a lot of the music these days, you know, is a lot of the little kids, you know, like 9 to 17. They'll spend money, you know, going to watch Titanic 9 times, you know, or they'll, like, buy the Justin Bieber CD and, like, listen to it 30 times, you know? So, I don't know. It's as normal people like us, we have jobs, you know. I don't know if we can have time to listen to Justin Bieber that much.
That's what awesome. Oh God, I can't stand it. It's like, you don't have to, you know how when you're alone wakes you up in the morning, that's what Justin Bieber's voice reminds you
of. Oh, man.
You're alone wakes up and you wanna keep hitting snooze. If you're willing to wake you up, that's what it sounds like to me.
That's it. You know what? I'm right there with you on that. I cannot agree more. It's
like,
grating on the soul.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm thinking?
Now,
go ahead.
Now, I'm playing nice because I was going to say, who would you say is your favorite? Because, you know, we got favorites, too. You know,
Man. You know what? Like I said, I like a lot of the classics, man. Like, I love Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Jimi Hendrix. I love classic rock. I love blues, Buddy Guy. But if I had to choose one artist who I could take with me, like I said, Jimi Hendrix blues album, hands down, best album. But he's, you know, no longer. So, you know, I'm going to say right now, of all the artists I like a band called Radiohead. The quintessential rock band, you know, just their philosophy is beautiful, the lyrics are good, the production value is high, and they're definitely at the top of the rock sphere. They're at the top of their game, so I love them, man. And they're like, they're the gold standard for rock music these days, I think. All the rest of the bands are selling out, or they've already, like, done too many drugs, Exactly. And, you know, so that's probably who I would choose. You know, I used to love Tupac, you know. That was, like, one of my first – that was probably my first favorite artist randomly. But, you know, it seems like he comes out with a new song every year. But you know, so maybe he's alive. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, that's another one I love. I love Tupac. You know, I'm here in New York City. I'm not allowed to say that. You know, they still love, you know, they're New York guys, Jay-Z and Biggie. So, you know, but that's another one I put up there. It's just timeless artist I could listen to forever, you know.
I know, you know, my favorite rock song of all time, people are going to say, wow, really? But, you know, I'm goofy like that. I was singing that at work yesterday, matter of fact, was Def Leppard, Fortune Struggle.
Oh, yeah.
The best song, it's the best song to sing sober. It's the best song to sing drunk in karaoke bars.
Oh,
it just
totally, man.
Done.
I honestly love Def Leppard, and you know, they've got so many good, like, rock love songs. You know, like, just and Pour Some Sugar on Me. I mean, that's like, what else do you need right there? I don't know. That's a classic song. So. I think you're right about that. Def Leppard definitely up there. I used to like Guns N' Roses too, but I just, you know, Slash is too high all the time. It's like, you know, I actually did like a little thing with him, and You know, I don't know. Let's, you know, I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but, you know, they're just, and Axl Rose is not the nicest guy these days. So, you know, it's, but I used to love
well,
that,
yeah,
that
a lot
era.
Of them, you know, some of them just, they go, some of their chemical imbalances cause them to not play.
Oh, absolutely. You look at Steven Tyler of Aerosmith. They just, they, you know, even in Red Hot Chili Peppers, it's just too much heroin and other things, and it's just, over the years, you just can't.
Yeah, but honestly, they got now, that's, I mean, like bath salts and stuff, it's like, they, man, people get 10 times worse.
Oh, yeah. But then you look at, like, Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones, and somehow he's, seems completely normal. So I don't know, maybe, you know, who knows how, why that is, but maybe he had better stuff.
Maybe
who
his
knows?
Doses wasn't that high. Maybe that's what it was. He didn't make his doses that high.
That's right, exactly, man. And he, maybe, yeah, and he was doing it at a different time, a different place, you know. So, you know, that maybe explains it.
You know, Rick James said it best, cocaine is a hell of a drug. Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, Rick James didn't, is no longer around, God bless his soul, but, you know, he did have some wonderful messages, I'll tell you right now.
Yes. Now, as far as, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you? It doesn't even be
ever?
Easy, it'd be embarrassing.
Oh, wow, oh, man.
Ever.
Well, I can tell you right now, two embarrassing things that are pretty unfortunate. I was in living in Africa for a couple of years. I was in Zimbabwe reporting out there, and of the many incidences that occurred out there, there was one where there was a there was this dance party, and it was like I ran this orphanage out there, and actually, no, this is the first time I've been able to publicly say this, because you can't actually couldn't actually tell people that I was out there. Because it's so dangerous. But anyways, we had this dance party, and there were these little five-year-old boys who were African, and so they were like, had me go up to the front of the I was at a church ceremony, and so they start playing these, you know, the djembe, the bongos and everything, and the shakers, and so they were basically like, get up there and dance, white man, you know? And I went up there, and these straight up, I mean, these little five-year-olds just like, they just, and it was the most embarrassing. I cannot tell you how bad I got laughed at. And I was just like,
you know, you was having a seizure or something?
I pretty much had a seizure, and the five-year-olds like literally came up and started like freak dancing on my leg, and like, just like, they were doing the spanking motion, like, and they were five, you know, and they were already just, they were so much better than me, and that was pretty bad. I'm going to put that up there, and it's one of the high, you know, and I was supposed to be like, you know, they expected better from me, and I failed. So that's definitely one. I'm trying to think if there's another one of recent. That's probably the one that sticks out of my mind that's pretty bad that I would say on the radio.
That is pretty bad. I'm laughing because I'm thinking of it. I'm thinking,
you know,
you're just catching a seizure. You're like, okay, whoa, somebody get some medical help for this guy.
I didn't know what I was doing. I was, you know, well, you see now, we really don't have rhythm. So this is really, it came down to that. And that the same thing happened, though, in Latin America, too. It was like, you know, it was like I walked into this club, and it was like, I don't know if you've seen a musical, but like recently, but you know, it's like they all, like, they have like in the city, and all of a sudden the whole city like dances together. It was like, that's how they were dancing. They were all doing the same moves. Like, and I walk in this thing, I met this girl earlier that night. She's trying, and I was like trying to, you know, chat her up, and oh man, that ended real quick. You know, some Latin guy came up. He's like, get out of the way, boy. Let me get in here. And you know, so it's a lot of things. Anything related to dancing pretty much has been pretty terrible for me.
So,
it was
like a flash mob, basically.
Well, what was that? I'm sorry.
It would be something like a flash mob.
Oh,
like,
and
everybody
it,
else,
it was like
randomly out of nowhere, just breaks out and dances the same exact dance move.
And they were amazing. And they were amazing, too. They like, even the guys who said they were terrible looked, just made me look like, you know, I mean, I might as well have been Phil Collins out there. Like, just, I was just not. I had not.
Dude,
I was not there.
Not there for nothing.
No, not at all. Not at all, man. So I was up there to say it was killing me. So, and then, you know, of course, the terrible thing is, you know, you're down in these places and you're all alone, so you want to meet some ladies down there, you know, and then all of a sudden they see you up there dancing and it's like all of a sudden they are not interested at all. So, you know, that led to some pretty unfortunate events, but at least I can laugh
right
at it now.
Man. I'm going to teach you right now. You got it's teach all me. In the hips. It's
yeah.
all in the hips.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how you
figure
it out. It's all in the hips. He said
well,
it best. He said it best on, what was the movie, Billy Madison. He said it's all in the hips.
But are you sure it's not in the wave your hands aimlessly, like you don't really know what you're doing, and like maybe try to do some sort of trance electronica move? That's what I always try to do. Or the gentle head bob. Because you can't do anything else. That's one of my favorite moves right there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yes, I do. That's a fact. You can never go wrong with the classic head bob.
You can't go wrong with that.
No, that's all I got, man. You know, we're going to see. That's what we're going to do. One day we're going to have, Seti J's dance class. I'm the key. I am the lord of the bob.
I'm in. Where do I sign up? I'm in right now. I need that.
The dogs. I ain't Debbie Allen. Nobody can be trying to chin check me and see, so are you classically trained? No, don't be trying to chin check me.
Oh, man.
Well, okay, so so let's talk about your current music. What can
sure.
we expect from you? What can we expect from you from this coming up year? What is coming out of your bag of tricks,
well,
or barding bag is what they call it.
Yeah, wow, well, you know what, right now I am, things are in the music field, they're exploding for me right now. I did a really huge show here for CMJ, which is like the big music showcase in New York City, 1,400 bands play, you have to be invited. I'm actually joining up with another band called Lightfoot, which is here in New York City. They're also doing pretty well. So for this next year, I'm going to release another album. So this last one that I did is more of an EP. So it kind of was just like a test, you know, a test strip, and just kind of see what kind of responses I got. And it was a breakup album. So, you know, that's the same kind of – it's a time and a place, the message of this album. And so I'm releasing something, like I said. It's got some funk in there. It's got a little bit of electronic in there. You know, I was listening to this Daft Punk album with a song Get Lucky, which is really huge right now, and I really liking that sound a lot right now, and so I've been putting some robot voice in and all this fun stuff, and so in the next year I hope to have a full-length album out. I'm pretty much, I've recorded everything, I'm just producing some things and editing it, honing it down, and then I have some shows that I'm going to schedule pretty much throughout the city. Marlene's Grocery is one. And so if you're in New York City or any of your listeners are in New York City, you know, they can easily see me in, say, about 2 to 3 months with a bunch of my new material. And hopefully I can maybe send it on your way and put it on my artist profile on After Dusk. And then, you know, hopefully just Dusk Spot. And, you know, hopefully people will come see me and it'll be more upbeat, positive stuff. But, of course, you know, I still play this breakup music, so, you know, if any of you guys are going through a tough period, I recommend this, my message is pretty good. So that's really what I have this next year, getting this album out, to continue working with a few other Brooklyn bands here in New York, playing shows here, and of course, you know, I'm hoping to stick in New York, and I've been traveling way too much the past couple of years, so... You know, I'm hoping to just kind of build something here and build on that. Because, you know, it's like one other thing. I do write for National Public Radio, so I have an interview with Katy Perry coming out. So, you know, as a musician, I pretty much just ask these musicians, like, what I would want to be asked. So you can always listen to me on NPR, which is pretty much everywhere in the country, and talking about music and... Probably not as many drugs as I've talked about on the show today, but you know, so and I think hey, I'd rather listen to this stuff anyways. But yeah, so that's pretty much what I got going on, and let's see where the wave takes me. You know, it's all about taking your chances and rolling with it because you know that's That's the thing. You know, you lead and people will follow. That's what I've always learned.
Build it and they shall come.
Feel the dream. That's the sad part. I just rephrased Feel the Dreams and then said it my own way.
I do the James Earl voice. Build it and they shall come.
You've got a future in that, man. I would explore that. Maybe a little dark thing.
You
can be
a new Mess, you know, I print coffee every now and then. Think about voiceovers. You know, yeah, I'll be on the lookout for that. But
all you gotta do is smoke way more cigarettes. And you know, they got that new Star Wars coming out. Maybe they'll need a Darth Vader voice. You know, that's you, man. I'm feeling it.
Oh yeah, I'll be your father.
It's all in the Hicks, Luke.
All right, man.
Exactly.
Well, let everybody know how they can find you and keep up on everything you're doing, the craziness.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's always a lot of craziness when I'm involved. But you can catch me on my Facebook right now, which is facebook.com, and it's Nathan Asher, the number 2. You can also find me on MTV.com. I have a profile there. You can easily search for me there. And lastly, you can check my direct website, which is connected to my reporting, but as of now, it's the best place to kind of get to find more information. It's Nate Plutzik, which is my real last name. That's N-A-T-E, P as in Paul, LUTZIK.com. And, you know, but again, you know, feel and Twitter as well, twitter.com/NPlutzik, N-P-L-U-T-Z-I-K. And you always send me, contact me directly from there.
All right. Well, man, we appreciate you for coming to the show. You definitely were fun. I always love when people come in here and they just let loose. So we got to give you a hand for that. Give you a hand.
Thank you, Ray. Hey, thank you so much for having me on and taking the time to chat with me. I really enjoyed the conversation. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, man. We definitely love having you. It's definitely fun. It's me. A great one for the times.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated.
No problem. Okay, we're gonna play your song again before we get to the second hour. The second hour is about to get real. It's about to get really. It's already real, but then it gets real. I know how it gets to the second hour. My girl T. Marie. So
awesome.
We'll be back, and for going to the board, Nathan Asher. So right now, this is Lonely Street. Yes, that's how my street looks. While these street lights are out around here, because the power went out around here. So,
yeah.
Look at the lonely street.
The sweetest dream that I ever had. the sweetest dream I'd never had. I got myself and I tried again. You pulled the ghost, but not your friend. I walk along the street. It's faded. And when I lie to sleep, I'm jaded. I think I'm giving up. It's all gone. And when I think I know, I'm so lost. I walk along the street. It's faded. And when I lie to sleep, I'm jaded. I think I'm
and we're back on the show now. All right. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the second half of Life at the Dust Live. Y'all know what the second half of Life at the Dust Live is. It is the T. Marie Hour. Before I bring you on, I got to do it right because I didn't do you right. Hold up.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Pump day?
Anybody?
Yeah, there we go. Now you're in the feeling, right?
I see you on point today, I see. Yeah, I'm
make sure
you on
point. Right.
So, it's hump day. Turn up. So, right. How's everybody doing tonight? How you doing, Sadie?
I'm all right. You know, I was a little turned up today. I was tanked up. You know, that was,
like
it wasn't that bad of a day at work.
Playing.
Yeah, that was my guest for the day, Nature Ashley. He was hilarious. Hilarious to the max.
Yeah, that was a nice little song. I can see it going viral on MTV. But
yes.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. My today's topic is how to have better orgasms, and I also try to incorporate some stuff into for the guys as well, so that way I'm not being all, you know, sticking with one sex and stuff. So, but then you're going to have to help me.
Yeah, you said that. Hold on. What about me? What about me? Wait a minute.
You're going to have to help me. You knew what the topic was, so I hope you did some research and you got some hands-on experience.
I was gonna be a cheerleader today. You got your O. I was going to do that, you know. That's what I was doing today. I was being a student.
You're going to be the, don't try to go there. Anyway, so what are some things you feel like you give you a better erection or, you know, make you get to where you're trying to go?
So give me a better erection. Look at if a chick looks good. That's number one. You got to be fine.
You know what? I think men are so simple that way. I think women were more complicated, but y'all.
Well, it's not more complicated because it's when they give me a wreck, but they keep to get me there and keep it strong. It takes some talent. You gotta be.
I know.
It takes a lot of time. You gotta be fine. You gotta say the right stuff. You come my ear, say the right stuff. And you grab it.
Because I've heard men say how the vajayjay don't have no face. And you see them with an ugly girl, you call them out on this shit. Back in the day, they'll be like,
nah, but see, your stuff won't be. No, your stuff will not be. See, you're not going to really enjoy it, and it's not going to really be. I can really feel it. That's my opinion. This is my opinion, you know, but. No, it's just, especially a chick, you want a chick to take charge and control every now and then. So, you know, that's what you got to do. Y'all got to take, you know, every now and then, you got to chick to cover you and say, give me that. No, like, come, babe, like demanding, like, you better give me that thing. You know, like, you want a chick to walk up to you, that would get me hard. Chick, you know, chick coming at me doing that, that gets you hard real quick.
An ugly chick can come up to you and say, give me that, and you'd be like, oh.
Yeah, grab you by on top of that, like, to let you know, I'm taking, this is mine tonight, you know, that kind of stuff, you know. I try to
I don't know, I don't know. You could just kiss me. And, you know, I don't just be, I'm not the regular type chick. So my little hot ass, you know, if we, you know, you could, some simple things just do me. I can't be telling everybody that because then people going to be trying to catch me out in public and do little crazy shit. And, yeah, anyway. But for people who are just tuning in, if y'all just tuning in to the show for my show for the first time, Wednesdays is more of a hump day topic. So we talk about more like relationships, sex, things of that nature. So today's topic is how to have better orgasms. And I'm also trying to give advice to fellas on how to have better erections, like the over-the-top ones. So, I tried to find some research for both males and females. I already told you, Steady, I'm going to need you to help me out with this just in case for some stuff. You know, I know about the female body, so some things that I read, I can elaborate on it more because I'm a female. Men stuff, some of the stuff that I read, is I can't elaborate because I'm not a man. So, you're going to have to help them. Sorry. You're going to have to come off the bench. Anyway,
I caught the bitch here and there, so go ahead, do what you do. Do what you do, watch my show.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so here goes. Research shows foreplay, as you might as well suspect, is crucial. And see, me, I didn't know how important the foreplay was, just to be honest, because I'm the girl who, like, let's get in, let's do what we got to do, let's have our business, me. Very business minded, you know, so. But after I was reading this, it kind of helped me understand that foreplay is important on both sides, male and female. But I did not know how complicated the female body was, so it's very important for us. But okay, some of you who's unfamiliar with what foreplay is, and believe me, some of you people are. Y'all might heard of people like foreplay and stuff, but y'all, you know, you be lost, like, what you do. Okay. It's groping, kissing, caressing. That's just a few. So when you start with the foreplay, your nervous system starts taking notes and fire feels good messages through your pelvis and up to your brain. So, you know, you get the little feeling like, oh, yeah, let's get it on. Okay. The early stages where a lot of women get tripped.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know why you said that. Ooh, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, my God, you silly. Okay, so basically, when a woman is having sex, we can kind of be getting into the mood, but we also be thinking about other things like me. I know me, and this is just me. I don't know all females. Trust me, y'all. Feel free to call in and give your opinion. Be sure you press 1 to talk. But me, I'm the type of female, especially if it's me with the guy for the first time, I'm the type of female that I'm trying to make sure it's photo shoot right. So I'm like... talking about I'm making sure that stomach is super flat, you know, holding stuff in, and I'm like, how my hair doing? Hold on, watch the leash.
I don't see, we don't be caring about it. I mean, of course, I don't want you looking like a hobo, but, you know, it's more, hey, I can accept that. I got turned on by a chicken switch before and gave her the business. So I permit you to say that doesn't necessarily bother me.
But I just feel like, you know, like me, that's just something that I do. Like other people, they might be thinking about a meeting they got for the next day, or when was the last time I had a bikini wax? When the last time I shaved?
If you expect me to go down to the fun center and taking a trip down the slope with my, you're not catching me down that slope without come on.
You gotta go downtown. That's the way to my love. Take me down, son. Oh, shout out to SWV. Anyway, so yeah. But women, I don't know. And I mean, if I'm wrong, then hey, let me know. But females, if you feel me, let me know, because I don't want to encourage you to be me. But I think about the craziest things, so it can just kind of take my mind off of what, you know, the situation at hand. So, once I realized that, I was like, let me do some research to see what we can do to, you know, kind of work on it. So, to keep your mind from wandering out of the bedroom, focus on the smell of your companion's skin. Ladies, just focus on the feeling of his hand on your body. Concentrate on how your companion tastes while you're kissing. Study show that lapsing into a sexual fantasy can help a woman become and stay aroused. I want to know so much for crazy fantasies. Look at me, I'm just a mess, huh? If anybody have any crazy fantasies that they thought about during sex or something, let me call in and let me know. Shoot, help, you know, we're trying to help everybody out, male and female. I want to do. Do you ever, Betty, like, you know, like, go into a fantasy?
No, because I'm a virgin.
You're a virgin. I bet you are.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Anyway, you trying to keep your little question.
I'm a virgin.
You know what? I've never slipped into a sexual fantasy.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get my inbox. Leave me alone, okay? I'll tell the truth. I'm not. Okay, shut up. They can tell why they turned to the present one. All right, I'm going to be honest. Okay, I'm not a person. Okay, there you go. Leave you alone.
You know I'm going to go in on you. I'm going to say you probably are a virgin. Shit.
Really? Okay. Don't do it.
I was just fucking with you. Okay, let me stop. Anyway, I've never like went into a sexual fantasy while I was, with someone. But I think after I did this research, I want to get the whole experience of a better orgasm. So I'm gonna try this. I'll let y'all know when Wednesday. I think I'm a. Have you ever been with somebody and fantasized, like, thought about somebody else, like a celebrity or something?
No, because I'm not one of those celebrities. You know, I see celebrities that
are
fine, but
I don't. Have you just, anybody, period, have you been with one female doing her and thought about another one?
No, because it's going to be weird. My brain isn't, because you got to focus.
You men can't function like that anyway. No, I'm playing.
Focus. I focus on the person at hand, and you know, more so. You might focus on the nastiest thing they've done. You've done with them. Now that's the thing you might win.
I'm even. Ooh, I don't know how that would work out though. I wanna. Y'all may not judge me. I have a friend, and he's kind of built up with, like, Will Smith, and he has the complexion of Will Smith. And, you know, he has an accent. So what I'm thinking is that thanking God for me a special fantasy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a thought. I'm sorry. I'm getting this, you know, it's just my thoughts. Don't judge me. Do not judge me, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try not to.
I don't need nobody knocking me for me just trying to get my full experience as a woman. All I'm trying to do is get my full experience of a woman, and the things say have a little fantasy. I know it don't say fantasize with somebody else about somebody else, but what the hell? Why not go all the way? Shit. Hello?
I'm every woman looking.
I'm going to need you to focus. Anyway.
I am focused.
All it's saying is basically switch to a sexual mindset as opposed to thinking about, you know, what all the other things you got going on outside of sex. Okay. When you're turned on, your nerves communicate to your brain that it is time to increase the blood, becomes moist and engorged, and your breath swell and nipples harden. I don't know. I've never really paid attention to that because, I mean, if you know, you're doing your thing and they moist anyway, then they're going to pick up. So I don't know. But that's just the female, just me randomly talking. The more aroused you are, the more sensitive you become to his touch, causing the nerves to fire back to the brain to pump more blood, creating an increasingly pleasurable loop. So...
It's funny, especially when y'all get sensitive too. Y'all start getting real sensitive, and you can touch y'all on the arm. You're like, yeah, y'all get so sensitive. It's hilarious.
Look, and see me, I'm the type of female, like, I am so sensitive. I'm not gonna even lie. I could just get there. Really, you can actually. I need to make sure because my little boy was in here with me, and I was like, let me make sure he go in there and go to sleep. Because I don't want to get him to rock you. Like, he's being too somewhere orgasms and shit. I'm a man, so just pray for me. But no, basically, with me, I'm the type of female, it doesn't always have to be a sexual act, like physically touching me. You can just pretty much, you can mentally, too. You know what I mean? So it doesn't always have to be
that's how you... A lot of people are missing it. Like, that's how you really stay. You got to have me mental. You got to be mentally there. You get mentally there and you look good, it's going to be a wrap. I'm going to go crazy and be OMG.
But, yeah, like, yes. You can get to me if you, you know, like, mentally. So I'm the type of person, that's why I avoid foreplay so often because I'm just so sensitive. Like, I'm sensitive, so I avoid
it. Don't be no disrespectful. Don't be no bitch.
You better shut up. I know how. That's what I be acting like, because I'm like, if you touch me and I get the thing, I'm like, wait, hold on, wait, because we can do foreplay, and I get where I'm trying to go, and I'm like, okay, we can chill out. We don't got to do that. Then you left that?
Right, because some people, you know, all you got to do is touch them on it. And you touch people when they love handles. Some people, when they love handles, they get sensitive. You know, that's
well,
how crazy
I don't have love handles.
Well, see, love handles, okay, well, let me say how they love it. Okay, that spot where love handles is usually at. Right there,
okay,
right,
well,
there,
say
the side of waist,
then.
Yeah. Oh, my God,
say
come on.
Then.
Everybody got love handles. And so there just means
no, everybody don't have no love handles. Don't you say
not
that.
Not the love handles you thinking of. You thinking of, that means you got to be a bunch of flab right there. That don't mean that love, you know.
The muffin top.
Okay, okay, let me put this. The upper part of your waist, okay? Would that be feasible for you?
The upper room.
Jesus.
Oh, my Lord, let me quit. Y'all pray for me. Anyway, so where I'm at, I done set my little notes and stuff down. Oh, well. Okay, so, ladies, to turn your guy on, and that's why I also said that men are turned on by the simplest things. It takes more for a woman, and at the end,
you keep saying, you judge not from, off of, you know, off of dudes. There's some dudes don't question anything, but nah, that's really, you gotta, it's bad to me, honestly, me, it's a mental aspect. You got me, man. You got that mental aspect. You got it going.
Did you do some research?
I did do my research. You know, I did my research on myself because I know because I'm a man.
This come from PhD Patty Britton, and this comes.
Oh no, I agree that it's the more majority men. I'm agreeing with that majority men.
I was trying to find stuff about how to make a man get that quick shoot. All y'all got to do is basically eat right, and then y'all go automatically get aroused. I'm like, oh yeah, really. A healthy diet helps all of that with y'all, but women. Anyway, let me get back on topic. So, ladies, to turn your guy on, you can do something as simple as rub your fingers along your collarbone or slowly straightening your dress over your hips. It instantly draws his attention to your body. We read it as a cure. That you want him to touch you to, explains PhD Patty Britton. So, while you might think he only responds to a full-on X-rated self-stroke, you can quadruple his pulse rate by just suggestion. And see, I didn't know that. And see, all this stuff that I'm right here, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to just be randomly trying it and shit, but I'm gonna try it, and I want to see how it works because I didn't know that. Like I thought that you got to get on it and get that groping and all that craziness to get in my heart. But it says something as simple as just me touching myself will get y'all aroused. Yo, what do you mean? No,
I agree with that. Yeah, because I can definitely agree with that. I've been touched or. You know, by just watching girls play themselves, I can agree with it. Because it means it's not just you asking a physical thing like you physically touching me. It's more so it's going to the mental side. It's mentally happening. You're watching something mentally happen, and now it's arousing you. So it's getting to your psyche. You're like, ooh, because now your mind's like, okay, now that's going to be me soon. I'm going to be. It is getting to the man's ego because now they're like, well, it's like it's more so like, oh, I could do better than what your hand is doing right now. Now your mind's like that, you know, something. I guess that happens.
And see, I can get that too because I know, like, but even with a female body, a woman watching a man touch themselves the right way, trust me, they can get off too with just by looking. But it's just y'all getting just. I don't know.
Y'all be simple too. y'all see. Sometimes y'all be in the mold. Y'all see a dick free hanging, and you horny. You gonna keep looking at it. You gonna keep doing. So you gonna keep going. Baby, I want to do something with it. You know, because y'all see it and it's hard. Y'all gonna keep wanting to grab it.
I'm the type. I hit
you
in the middle of the night. Look at me. I'm wrong. I'm just telling y'all out my business. Anyway, who cares? So.
Morning, I'm trying to wake a person up in the morning.
I'm
yeah, they try to sleep. You like,
let me. Like 2 in the morning, and I'm up. I'm sitting here to go, going to make you get up so I can go and handle my business. I like to sneak up on you and get you and just wake up on top of it. Let me go. But I'm serious, though. But that was just a random thought. Don't judge me is all I'm saying. People talking about me in the chat room?
People at the end of my inbox, man. It's ridiculous.
Anyway, let me focus. But that was just my random thought. Y'all don't laugh. What are you laughing at, Steady? I don't want you laughing at me while
Because my inbox is hilarious. People are hilarious, man. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Yeah, they harass me. They keep calling me. I said, it's out front. I'm over here for about a friend, man. He be calling me up, man. But,
you all shy and stuff. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. you over there acting all kind of stuff to me. Yeah, I see. I'm just open. I don't care because can't nobody judge me. You know, I'm just a kid. I'm a free spirit. So I don't care. I'm going to let it all out. Well, I'm at nine. So here's the kick. I'm going to try that, though. I'm going to just sit there and caress myself. Not like you talking about doing, but, like, just do the collarbone. And, you know, if there's something as simple as fixing our, like, straightening our dress around our hips, that is simple, ladies. Y'all should be turning y'all men up every freaking day, like, 10 times a day. Let me quit. I'm going to be trying this. Anyway, so...
Women, you know, the way y'all, I mean, really, in the day, it's not a y'all complicated either. It's just some men want to hurt. They don't really take the time to try to notice. If you really take your time to be patient and you pay attention and stuff, you'll learn really quickly how to, how to best please it. Because just pay attention, like you said, the pulse. You say heard about pulse and all these different things. Pay attention really closely. It's kind of like when you play Operation and you know how if you don't be careful and you touch the metal parts, the man, he goes, it's like that. You accept in this case, it's a good thing. So you find that spot, so you got to just keep going. Don't be impatient.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I know if you've been me shoes, I get to working out and stuff, so. When I go, I'll be going for what I know. I'll be in there doing all them damn gym moves and stuff. And then my damn knee and stuff get to giving out on me and shit. And I'm like, man, nah, look, ass gets to get started. My ass gets started.
I will keep going by the way my knee's set up in.
Sitting there standing up in the bed and shit. Then they'll be like, no, just stay like that, man. I've been like this too long. What the hell are you trying to get? Anyway, just a joke. No, I'm not a comedian. Don't do me.
Yeah, she's not funny by any means. But keep going.
Here's the catch. Keeping the loop going requires patience, yours and his. While the amount of time it takes to reach peak arousal varies from woman to woman, Kenneth says the average female requires 10 to 20 minutes of rhythmic, manual, or oral pressure. Women often speed up the process before they're properly warmed up. And this is me because I'm the type, if I feel me getting there, because this is going to tell you when, at what point you're supposed to, you know, really go there so you can have the best experience possible. Your girl going to look out for you. But once I feel like, you know, once I feel it, I ain't going to lie to you. Once some panties get moist, it's a wrap. I'm like, come on, let's do what we do, and it is what it
let's
is.
Let's get it on.
Y'all been gonna be talking about me. Shut up. Can I get some hand claps or something?
No, we're not giving you any hand claps. We're not. That's a cop out. We're not going to do that. Nope. We're not taking it.
Shut up. What's up? I want an hand clap. See, that's okay. I'm going
to get out. They're not going to give you no hand. You're trying to escape. We'll give you a seat. Yes, you ain't escaping. You ain't escaping.
Because you over there like, dang, and I'm just over here. I don't care. Okay. Anyway, so basically the woman, women often speed up the process before they're properly warmed up because they're worried about taking too long. And I'm a victim of that. Okay, the truth is, guys often get off on pleasing their mates. Seeing a woman aroused boosts men's testosterone levels, turning a man on even more. So, which that makes sense too, because that's vice versa. I mean, if I see I'm doing something for my man, I'm like, yeah, let me go, all right, let me go in. I'm going in. Oh. Anyway.
Wow. Okay, it's a hell of a drug.
City. Is that how I found it in the green room?
You said what now?
Is that how I found it in the green room a few minutes ago?
What about the green room?
Is that how I sounded? Was I crunched like this when I was in the green room?
Oh, the voice you were talking to. I forgot what I said. That was hilarious. I forgot not how you did it. Because I said, no, that's not how you do it. He's like, oh, I was like, it was like a screeching monkey sound or something. I forget.
When we were talking earlier, when I called into the show, he heard me. I was talking all calm and stuff, and he like, so what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, she was turned down.
And I'm like, I'm waiting for the show to get on. When the show get on, I'm going to get turned up. So now I'm
like, she transformed out of nowhere. She was hey, this is T. Marie.
Turn up.
I was like, what the heck? T just turned up out of nowhere. It was scary as hell. I was like, what in the heck? She was like,
I know, huh, man. Sometimes
you sound like
Keith
Sweat. You sound like
Keith
Sweat.
Y'all know I'm from H-Town, City of the Devil.
H-Town going down.
Now let me quit.
Going down. H-Town,
y'all go. Y'all, don't judge me. I know I need to quit laughing so much, but whatever.
Them H-Town people crazy, man.
What?
So H-Town people was crazy.
I say last, I want everyone who listens to the T. Marie show for you as well as a friend to practice just laughing at least 5 minutes out of the day. I'm not saying don't be sitting your ass at work laughing 5 minutes.
Oh,
straight.
No,
I'll
be doing that at work.
You're going
to be starting up trouble at work.
Okay, I'll break this shit up in like a minute. You laugh a couple hours later, laugh you a little minute. Don't be sitting there trying to get all 5 minutes in, then your ass get fired and you calling me talking about, hey, T. Marie, you told me to laugh 5 minutes straight, and I ain't got no job.
Oh, I be turning on my job. I be having my job turned up because, you know, they always raise me and tell them, they always waiting for a joke to come out. I get my laughs on at least once a day. I give them 5 minutes to sleep.
Oh, well, see, that's good. Everyone should laugh more. Then also, whether you know it or not, and y'all know I'm always on some other shit, so y'all got to just excuse me. But
yes, she is.
It also,
okay.
Crunches, you can laugh. And laughing for a minute is equivalent. I don't know to how many crunches because that wasn't even part of my topic, but laughing a certain amount of time is equivalent to doing a certain number of crunches. So y'all can do your research, Google it, and you can find more accurate numbers. If you want to get in shape and you don't have time to, you know, go to the gym or something, incorporate laughter into your daily routine. Just some little thoughts. I mean,
you be laughing like a hyena.
Shut up. Don't do me. And that's what my mama used to say. My mommy used to say that when I was growing up. But
whatever. Oh, I'm so mister. I know you would laugh like that, too. Ha, ha, mister.
What? Who do that?
I know, but I can't
do
them getting in trouble.
What do they do that
at,
Fetty?
No. I don't want to get whipped. No, that's the question.
What do they do that at, Fetty?
Nothing. Next topic.
Anyway, okay, so this is what I thought was interesting. Get in there. Basically, that's getting you to where where you're trying to go, ladies. Anyway, and men, because I try to, keep it on both. So considering that the most important step on your path to ultimate pleasure may be learning to slow down, make sure you're sufficiently primed before you progress to intercourse. When you feel a throbbing sensation, ladies, in the genitals are an intense pressure building up on either side of the vaginal wall, it's time to transition to sex. Nah, I don't know, because by the time I get to throbbing and stuff, I'm right there, like, depending on how long I let it throb. I mean, your girl right there. So it's kind of hard. Like, I guess as soon as you feel it, you got to be like, oh, come on, finally, get to the end. But I don't know. Maybe I need to just train my body, because maybe I just got my body going too fast, like these people saying, but whatever. No, I ain't no quickie type chick either, but anyway, so.
It's really, you know, it's really a mind thing. You know, really, especially with guys, because those guys, you know, guys have these girls saying, well, you know, he didn't stay hard very long. It's just really a mind thing. And sometimes if you ain't done it in a while, your first round might not be the best, but your second round is good, because now you're getting back in gear. It's like when you ain't rode a bike in a while, you get back on the bike, and you're like, oh, my, then you start remember, oh, I know how to ride a bike, and then you're good. People don't realize that they think that every time they have
somebody
sex, no matter how long ago it was, it's
going to
be great every time.
Anyway, you made me forget what I was going to say. I was going to say something. Oh, well, you know what I've heard guys say, and I don't know, you know, because I'm not a, you know, I can't just sit here and speak on the mail, but what I've heard guys say is one guy was like, oh, I like you so bad before we even, you know, if we ever do something, before we do it, I have to go in the restroom. And, you know, he said he got to get him one out the way. And it makes him last longer. I guess the second round, y'all last longer. I don't know. But
yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, because you want to get that nut out real quick. At first, you know, that's always the thing. Like, you have to get that initial nut out. It's important, because if you didn't get one out for the day, you got to get one out. You know, you got to get your first one out when you're doing something with juice. And then, you know, now we... You know, and the first one a lot of times is quick, so heck, it might be really, really quick to get that practice.
Well, yeah. So that's I didn't know that until somebody told me that, and I was like, "Are you really serious?" And I guess I don't know. Me, I give me one good one, and you girl good. I ain't trying to do all that extra stuff and go. Not like that. Like, how you gonna just anyway, back on topic. I be losing focus. Y'all have to start out when you're feeling the throbbing sensation. It's time to transition to sex and get into a position that provides clitoral contact. So have your guy lie on top of you so that the base of his penis align with your clit, then push your pelvis up while he resists the pressure and move his hips in a circular motion. Or try to position where he can touch your clitoris, your clit, God damn it, they got clitoris, whatever, your clit with his fingers, such as from behind or a woman on top. So all these positions, you know, they basically saying anyway, whether you're on top, whether you're on bottom, whether you, you know, doggy style, however. Look at me, doggy style. It says from behind. Let me not be here with this. I am a mess. Okay.
Yes,
so, I'm down to it. Now let me see. I guess you said that's my little favorite word, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so groundbreaking research by Australian urologist Helen O'Connell found that the clit actually extends way back into the pelvis and plays a significant role in both vaginal and G-spot orgasm. The G-spot is an special nerve-rich spot on the frontal vaginal wall. So the G-spot is on the front vaginal wall. I'm repeating stuff because I'm sitting here trying to, you know, soak it in too. Her research suggests that every climax is actually a blend of orgasms. Since all orgasms involve the clit, the G-spot, and vagina, and vajayjay, scientists don't really differ between types anymore. So, yeah, I love things. It takes a mixture of the clit, the G-spot, and a vagina. So we are a little more complicated. Like, I was just trying to find something on you guys that was similar to, like, this, but I couldn't, like, y'all just, not saying anything because it's actually good to be simple sometimes, especially when it comes to sex. But women, we have a lot of different areas you got to hit and stuff, you know, and it takes. A man with great talent. Now let me quit.
We on that note, we're gonna take a quick song break so you can breathe and
Shut up. And
collect yourself. All right, so
no.
Let's see. Since you've been freaking mode, I'm gonna do some. This one of the freakiest songs ever. This is Pleasure P under. Be back.
I never heard that.
You have. You heard this song before. You heard this. There's no way you ever heard this before.
Calling my river to let it know I'ma be on my way. Missing how the river flows, you know it's only been a couple of days. Cause it be raining and complaining, and you got that water made for drinking. Baby, if I drown tonight, it's not worth it for you. I don't need no rescue. I'ma hold my breath until you feel it, cause when I go up.
Yep, we're back.
Wow.
I did know this song.
Mm-hmm. I knew it.
Yeah.
I like how it's so slick about how it says stuff, and but it's just so it's just clever metaphors. It's ridiculous. It's like wow.
What you say it is, Teddy?
The metaphors, man. It's just be. I like people. You being freaky about it, but you being real. You being real cold and using. So you're not coming out and saying I'm about to hit you with my dick. So you coming out, you know, you being slick about it. That's the R. Kelly. That's from the school of R. Kelly right there.
I know R. Kelly. He finally came out with a new song too. I don't know what the name of it is, but he on somebody's song. Well, somebody came out with a song and he on it. So maybe he's gonna start back doing this thing. Anyway, just a random thought. So basically, I'm wrapping it up here. So contractions during an orgasm will be even stronger if you do Kegel exercise. I want to do the ladies, you know what the Kegel exercise is. It's like flexing the muscle that stops urination. So basically, you just, you know, look at me. I'm over here doing it like y'all. You can, then it's not like you have to be undressed or anything. You can, I used to, you know, do them sitting at my desk. I just do them because that's just like a bad habit that I've been, well, it's not actually a bad habit. For after I was reading it, I realized that it's actually a good habit. So if they do 10 reps, holding each rep for 10 seconds twice a day while you're watching TV or just doing about anything, you can, you know, be sitting wherever you're sitting at. You can just go, you know, do it. Many women treat Kegels like taking vitamins. It's something they know they should do, but tend to blow off. To improve your orgasm, you need to commit to doing Kegels. They really work, and this is coming for Dr. Herbenich. Another easy orgasm enhancer is breathing. While many women hold their breath during climax, and I'm a huge woman, it's like I just quit breathing everything until it's completely out the way, and I'm like, oh. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, breathing. While many women hold their breath during climax, and doing so can reduce the sensation. Instead, take shallow, rapid breaths right up to and during your climax. So, yeah, basically, you know, I didn't know. I was like, okay, and that comes from Dr. Robert Fries. While your body is pumping out waves of tingling goodness, your mind falls into content trance where the brain produces pleasurable feelings, including addictive ones like those that you can find in nicotine or in drugs. That's why sometimes, you know, you have a soul that's like, dang, I just can't get rid of this dude. You know, it's just them, you know, addictive like pleasure feelings you done produced to your brain. Anyway, so I'm almost wrapping it up here. So soon after an orgasm, your blood pressure and pulse settle down and the blood begins to retreat slowly from your genitals and for more. One advantage women have over men is the ability to achieve multiple orgasms. Blood drains from the penis rather quickly, but it stays longer in the vagina, which keeps the woman aroused. Wait until your clit is less sensitive. It could take a few seconds or a few minutes. Because, yes, y'all know right afterwards to be like, don't touch me, wait, woo, leave it alone. Anyway, okay. And then have him stimulate you manually or orally to start building to the another perk. So, yeah. Sitting here trying to read, I don't feel like reading the rest of this. But for my men, I tried to find y'all some food that, different type of stuff y'all can eat to help with y'all orgasm. I mean, with y'all erection.
Carrots is really good, too. It's good for the blood flow. Carrots? carotene. If I'm not mistaken, it gets a beta carotene that helps the blood flow. If I'm wrong, yeah, no, don't kill me. But if I'm not mistaken, yeah, I believe that's correct.
Oh, look at me. Let's see here. Oh, and ladies, I was looking at the stuff for how to have multiple orgasms. But it already told me they're pretty much in the other one because it says just wait a few minutes. Then get back going for what you know. No, let me quit. See, okay, I can. Let me, yeah. So it says,
yeah,
don't smoke.
They say, see, matter of fact, that's one of the natural remedies for erectile dysfunction is carrots. So I was right. I was on point. Shout out to me.
Whatever. It's a, yeah, I guess, yeah, vitamin A, C, and E. Vegetables. Yeah.
They said it's a beta carotene. I wasn't crazy on mine.
Yes. Eat less meat, less cheese, and whole milk dairy if you reach dessert. Y'all, let's do this shit. No, I'm playing. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Basically, that's all they say. Eat less meat, eat less cheese, eat less whole milk dairy products, and eat fewer rich desserts. So all y'all should be eating is fruits and vegetables and get regular exercise. Don't have more than 2 alcoholic drinks a day. I wonder why.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting drunk every other day.
Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, okay, so it's going to break it down for me. Because I'm like, why y'all can't get y'all drink? It seems like with me, you be crazy.
This is crazy. I did not know this one, though. But garlic is a potent aphrodisiac. That's about to not
And garlic know. Stinks. You can put some garlic in some food, and your breath, ain't nobody there. You know how to, it says, kiss somebody, kiss your partner, and think about the way his kiss tastes. Do you really want somebody to be thinking your kiss tastes like garlic? Not let me clear. I'm glad.
But, hey, I mean, you think about eating pasta and all this. You're going to have some garlic, man. But that was the Italian food, you know, because Chinese food does get stuff started. So I would agree. I think they had to have a lot of truth to it. I think I'm going to roll with them on that one.
Oh, and I didn't know this. Look, it says, alcohol is a powerful depressant. One drink spurs relaxation, but beyond 2 drinks at one sitting, the nerves and your genitals get plastered and can't function. Alcohol
mm-hmm.
is the world's leading cause of sexual impairment. So before y'all get to trying to add Viagra and shit to your damn diet, try just cutting out the alcohol. Let me quit. I'm a mess.
Yeah, that's what people were saying. I guess it's why, you know, I'm not that bad. Because, you know, I really, when I drink, I don't be trying to do the most.
My ass be turned. But this is for men, not women. It didn't say that.
I'm just a naturally turned up person, man. I'm just exercising. Yeah, anyone can vouch for me from that. But I'm naturally turned up, and really alcohol is really just it's just alcohol. It's not really going to be. Of course, alcohol will bring crazier stuff anyone, but it's not necessarily what I need to be crunk. I'm just always crunk. I'm a crunk person.
This is so, because this is like grain that was some of the fruit. That's why healthy officials urge at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Many studies show that as fruits and vegetables consumption increases, risk of heart diseases. Oh, okay, so that makes sense. Risk of heart disease and every major cancer decrease. And, you know, so that kind of helps with prostate and everything. So y'all guys need to eat better. Look at me. But a lot of people don't eat healthy, you know, eat as healthy as they should. And everybody guilty of it, even me. Shit, at times I don't eat right. So anyway, let's see. Well, I'm pretty much good. That's some stuff for the men. Try ginseng, of course, or some of that green tea with ginseng. That'll help. And then, you know what, I was trying to find in here because I was hearing on a TV whether, I don't know if it's pumpkin, the smell of pumpkin, or the smell of spice. It's some kind of smell that you guys can, like some kind of spice you guys can sniff, pumpkin spice. Like, you know, now I'm not saying get no tooting no lines and stuff. But it's a little spice that you guys can smell, and it'll get you stimulated. It's supposed to help with the blood flow. Dang it, why I ain't find it? But yeah, I ain't gonna sit here and go through all of this stuff. But yeah, that pretty much sums it up. We're pretty much running out of time over here.
Yes, we are running out of time. Well, we'll go ahead and remind everybody, if you miss any parts of the show, check them out at blogtalkradio.com/SadieJGDDYJ. You can also check it out on iTunes by typing in Death Spot Radio Network and listen to all the shows on there for free. And, of course, you know, Christmas Live, you know, we live Monday through Thursday. Me and Team Maria live every Monday and Wednesday. There you go. T, let them know how they can find you.
Yep, yep, what's up? You can find me on my Instagram at TMarie_D_model. You can follow me on Twitter, TMarie_MOD. And you can like me on Facebook, T-Marie_D_model. Yeah, be sure you like my page, too. Yeah. That's pretty much it for me. Be sure y'all come and turn up with me Friday, Louisville. It is going down, and we will be turned up. Citadel be DJing in the building.
It will be definitely turned up. This is what I do. This is what I do. This is what I do. Okay, but all right. Yeah.
It's pumpkin. I'm sorry. I wanted to find it out for you guys. So it's the pumpkin, the smell of pumpkin. So, ladies, if your man have a little stimulating problems, then get you some pumpkin candles and light them up. The holiday is coming around anyway, so y'all will be able to find them. Okay, I'm through, City.
All right, we out, y'all. But we out, child. Out, y'all. We on you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a
K,
or there's a U, there is a way.
Yep,
yeah. All right, we out, y'all. Peace.